Okay. Hello and welcome from the West Highland Way. In this audio post, I'll cover the hiking we've done days 3, 4, and 5. We've done about 63 miles of the trail, which means we still have about 33 miles to go. And the weather has been up until yesterday, exceptionally fine. Let's start out with day 3. Day 3, we started our hike from Roardennan and went to Ardlui. This is a hike of about 13 miles, and it's pretty much entirely on the shoreline of Loch Lomond. At times, especially at the outset of the hike, the lake isn't terribly visible. You have two choices of West Highland Way to hike. Down at the shoreline level, where it's reported to be very rocky, although the views of the loch are supposed to be quite great, and the alternate route, which is what we chose, along a forest road with fewer views but much easier going. However, the forest road doesn't actually last all that long, and after a few kilometers, you drop down to the shoreline too, a little bit beyond where Rob Roy, notorious Clan MacGregor clansman of the, I believe, early 1700s, came to fame in his hangout as he tried to avoid paying a debt owed to, I believe, the Duke of Montrose, money he had borrowed and then a worker of his absconded with. Eventually, as I understand it, he did pay his debt, but there was definitely bad blood between the two, more than just the debt would account for, even though it was a quite sizable sum of money. When you drop down to the shoreline of Loch Lomond, the hiking does get quite a bit tougher. This is especially true after you pass by Inversnaid Hotel. And it's very rocky, very rooty, lots of up and down, sometimes fairly steep. If you're a good hiker with normal vision, it's slow going. It's even slower going for me. I had to take care at every step, especially going down the rough-hewn, rocky descents, to say nothing of having to pause at every little aqueduct, and which there were numerous on the trail, letting streams pass on through. That's the way it goes, though. So, although a shorter day of only about 13 miles, it was still a long day for me. However, the views were wonderful. Lots of great views of the loch, some wonderfully bluebell-clad hills, as well, and the weather was pretty good, even if it was overcast. So, although a tough day, it was a good day. To get to the hotel, the Ardlui Hotel, you had to cross the loch, and the way that was done was we got to a dock, and you raise a bright orange ball on a flagpole, which can be seen from the marina on the other side of the loch, about a half mile away. I have to say, I'm a little surprised it can be seen. It's not a very big ball, and obviously you have to be looking in the right direction to see it, but whoever is manning the ferry on the other side has keen eyes, and they probably knew about when to be looking for us. So we raised that ball, and it was a pretty quick response in having the boat come on over and getting us. I don't think we had to wait all that long. The hotel in Ardlui is, okay, not great. I mean, the rooms were adequate, the showers were mediocre at best, and the food, so-so. But that's the way that goes. Day 4 would begin overcast. We'd cross back across Loch Lomond on the ferry and hike. We fought about 13 miles to the village of Tindrum. We also thought the ascent and descent would only be in the neighborhood of 1500 feet. Well, reality impinged, and both of those numbers turned out to be way, way off. However, the hiking was very good. You start out by leaving the vicinity of the lock with several of what we thought were last views. The actual last view really was quite spectacular, and it makes a great first view if you were coming north to south and getting to see the lock for the first time. We'd hike along the hillsides, looking down into a valley whose name I don't right now recall, and everything in Scotland happens in the valleys. Rivers run through them, of course. Railway lines are there, the roads are there, and the people are there. And none of it's too terribly far away from where you're hiking, so you do hear it all, which is a little bit distracting. On the other hand, all you have to do is look up and you can see expanses of rolling hills. Now and again, you see sheep. Every now and again, maybe you see some cattle, distant mountains, and plenty of water flowing by to muffle some of the traffic sounds and other sounds. So, if the sun happens to break on out, which it did, you get a very fine day of hiking. The hiking was on dirt roads, I call them farm lanes, perhaps, be a better term, and then eventually on old military roads that were originally built in the 1700s to help let the British Army move more quickly and efficiently through the Highlands in their goal of squashing rebellious Scots. There were a few rebellions in the 1700s, 1715, 1745, to name two. So the hiking was actually quite easy, and as I say, the weather was very fine. However, the hiking was also long. We kept on going and going and going. We'd climb along a military road for a while, eventually passing into a nice pine forest after having had a good lunch not too far from Crianlarich Lark and watching a steam train chug on by, and then continuing on our way. And then we'd descend and head down to Kirkton Bridge and keep on going a little bit next to a major road before dipping back into some of the country roads again and walking through some wonderfully landscaped, landscape is probably not quite the right word, estates of farmland. Just beautiful. But it just kept going. And after all was said and done, and we reached the village of Tindrum, we had hiked just under 15 miles and probably had an ascent of about 2,600 feet and descent of 1,800 feet. By the end of the day, we were just tired. And some of that has to be because we were all expecting it to be an easier day, a shorter day than it turned out to be. By the end of the day, as we were coming into Tindrum around 5 p.m., well, we actually, 5 p.m., and we arrived at our goal at 5:45, right on the dot. The clouds were coming in, and we could tell it was going to rain. In fact, it did start to rain a little later on as we were sitting down to dinner at Ardlui and having our food, which included a pretty good steak pie. Finally, let's move on to day five. Day five would be a short day, about 9 miles from Tindrum to Inveroran Hotel. And on this day, we did finally have rain. It started out being all misty, and it stayed that way, pretty much misty and sporadic light rain to Bridge of Orkney, where we had an excellent soup for lunch. And then leaving Bridge of Orkney to hike over a hill, small mountain, to Inveroran Hotel, the rain really started to come down. And it really opened up the last mile coming down that hill with a lot of wind and blowing rain. That final bit was a bit of a chore. No good views. Everybody got wet to some degree, depending on what kind of waterproofs you were wearing. But, well, that's typical Scotland. And it looks like we'll get more, although maybe a little bit less, of the same today when we head on out a couple of hours from now. That's it for this update. I'll talk to you again later on when I have more to say and when I have more time.